a reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 7, verses 23 through 28. Thus says the Lord, this is what I commanded my people. Listen to my voice. Then I will be your God, and you shall be my people. Walk in all the ways that I command you, so that you may prosper. But they obeyed not, nor did they pay heed. They walked in the hardness of their evil hearts, and turned their backs, not their faces, to me. From the day that your ancestors left the land of Egypt, even to this day, I have sent you untiringly all my servants, the prophets. Yet they have not obeyed me nor paid heed. They have stiffened their necks and done worse than their fathers. When you speak all these words to them, they will not listen to you either. When you call to them, they will not answer you. Say to them, this is the nation that does not listen to the voice of the Lord, its God, or take correction. Faithfulness has disappeared. The word itself is banished from their speech. A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verses 14 through 23. Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute. And when the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the crowds were amazed. Some of them said, by the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons. Others, to test him, asked Jesus for a sign from heaven. But Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man fully armed guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The word Lent derives from a Latin word that means lengthening of light. Lent is a time then when we focus our hearts, our minds, and our actions on opening ourselves to the power of light, to dispel the inner darkness that keeps us from seeing as God sees. The stories we retell remind us that throughout history, God sent prophets to proclaim words of life in a world sleeping in darkness. Today we hear God's lament spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. Listen to my voice. Walk in all the ways I command you. But they obeyed not. They walked in the hardness of their evil hearts. Faithfulness has disappeared. The word itself is banished from their speech. And yet, God did not give up on this stiff-necked people. In another time, God again announced, "Listen to my voice, Jesus, my beloved, faithfulness incarnate, light shining in darkness, the one who walks in the ways I command." And still, the resistance continues. As I hear today's gospel, as much as I hate to admit it, I can empathize with those who first encountered Jesus. I can imagine this inner conversation as Jesus expelled the demon. If this miracle worker is the Son of God, I have to confront and face all of his teaching. And what can I make of it? I'm not sure I am ready to risk what that will mean in the rest of my life. After all, isn't this healer the one who also said, "Love your enemies and do good to those who hate you"? Like those in today's story, I too have more than once rationalize my way around a hard truth. The uncompromising reality of the gospel, however, is that we don't get to pick and choose the parts we like and what we don't like. The narrow gate of which Jesus speaks doesn't go down the middle of the road. So as we continue this time of lengthening of light, I offer a simple question. In what area or areas or situations of my life do I rationalize my way around and resist embracing a challenging gospel